Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Judges block Title IX changes for erasing biological women. We're going to talk about that today on Faith and Freedom. I'm Holly Mead, Vice President of Media with Liberty Counsel. Matt Staver is out today, but joining me is Associate Vice President of Legal Affairs, Daniel Schmidt. Daniel, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me, Holly.
Oh, well, we're going to talk about this Biden administration's rewrite of Title IX rules, which with the Biden administration, they want to totally erase any kind of equality that this women, and I hate to use the word biological women, but biological women have been fighting for all these years not to have to share private spaces with these gender-confused males in schools and colleges receiving federal dollars. However, we've gotten three great judges that have issued opinions that have blocked this in 11 states. First of all, a Kentucky judge granted a preliminary injunction to Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee, Indiana, Virginia, and West Virginia, which temporarily freezes in those states the U.S. Department of Education's redefinition of sex discrimination, prohibition of single-sex spaces, such as restrooms and locker rooms, and a requirement to use preferred pronouns on campuses. And also a judge in Louisiana granted a similar injunction to Louisiana, Mississippi, Montana, and Idaho, while a Texas judge also ruled that Texas public schools do not have to implement the rules. You know, Daniel, it's so bizarre. We're actually having to pass laws, file lawsuits, which it just seems like this whole thing should be common sense.
Well, when you trace the history of Title IX, which is what Judge Doughty says in his decision in Louisiana, the entire premise of Title IX was to create equal opportunities in education for women.
And now you're just erasing that.
The individuals who fought long and hard to enshrine that protection into Title IX would never have envisioned that 50 years later, a man could somehow decide, I want to be a woman, and he gets to go play in the girls' sports team. It eviscerates all of the protections that Title IX was intended to enshrine into our laws, to make sports opportunities equal for women, to make educational opportunities equal for women. And now to say, well, if you're a man and you want to be a woman,
so be it.
You get to be in that group.
You know, we recently interviewed Lauren Miller. She's a professional golf player, and she lost the first place title in the NXXT tournament to a man in the women's tournament, okay? She lost it. She went head-to-head, tied with him, and then they went in a dead heat. And of course, he being a big old guy, won the tournament. But if she had been in college, she would also have the threat of that big old guy being in her locker room and restroom in that kind of situation.
She would, and there are a litany of examples where that's problematic from a assault perspective.
Absolutely.
And other perspective. We could go down
privacy
the laundry
issues,
list
yeah.
of them. But even leaving that aside, the fact that a woman should be forced to change, shower, undress in front of a man who's clearly has mental health problems.
Right.
Is a problem in and of itself.
And has his body parts.
What Judge Doughty says is that is itself a violation of Title IX as it was originally intended.
Yeah,
The point was to protect them, not to force them into situations just like this.
Absolutely. You know, Judge Doughty, his opinion, like you said, is fabulous. He said that the by allowing biological men who identify as female into locker rooms, showers, and bathrooms, biological females risk invasion of privacy, embarrassment, and sexual assault. He further noted that the new rules allow a person to gain access to opposite sex spaces through a simple declaration that they have, quote, changed gender identities, unquote, which ultimately places biological females at risk. So they just come in and say, today I feel like a woman, so I'm going to shower with the women and I'm going to compete with the women. I'm sorry, but that is not right.
It's not, and that's what Judge Zotti says. This reverses the entire premise of Title IX. Mm-hmm. To allow that particular scenario where one can just pick and choose from day to day eliminates the need for Title IX in and of itself. What point does it serve if it's just a free-for-all?
Right.
And that's what Judge Dottie said. There's no way the administration, the Biden administration, could just write a rule that says, oh, here's how we're, and it's not even a rule, it's just an interpretation. So for the purposes of our 4 years in office, we're going to interpret Title IX to mean this, and by threat of a lawsuit from the Department of Education, we will force you into this. You cannot override the statute in that manner. Some radical DOE appointee in the Civil Rights Division doesn't get to interpret Title IX to mean biological males can make whatever decision they want to, play in women's sports, undress in the locker rooms, invade women's privacy, invade their personal intimate space. And if you don't permit that to happen, we'll sue you as the United States Department of Education. Thankfully, there's a few Article III judges across the country who are saying, no. That's not what Title IX was intended to do. Title IX was meant to do the opposite.
Right.
And you don't get to reinterpret it and eviscerate it all at the same time.
Right, because you know this Biden administration, they're pushing hard to all this gender confusion and all this nonsense. But Judge Doughty said Title IX was intended to prevent biological women from discrimination. However, the final rule may likely cause biological females more discrimination than that they had before Title IX was enacted.
That's right. And that's what he means by eviscerating it. So if what we were intending to do is prevent discrimination against biological females, by permitting a biological male to just declare himself a female, and then come into the sports arena, we've seen it, and it's not a denigration of women or any negative statement of them. The male and female bodies are different. So you put a male in female sports, common sense will tell you that the guy who comes in last in the male sport might very well come in first in the female.
And how convenient, he wants to now compete with the women.
We've made that very convenient, haven't yeah. we? Under a reinterpretation of Title IX, he gets to be the winner.
It's like the Will Thomas syndrome, you know. He couldn't win swimming with the men, so he jumps over to the women, and then he wins the title against Riley Gaines.
And sets all kind of records.
Woo-hoo!
How convenient is that? Well, thankfully, that's what Title IX was intended to prevent.
Mm-hmm.
It was entitled to give women equal opportunities in sports. And there is a litany of studies that suggest it worked. Women's participation in sports went up exceedingly after Title IX.
And you think about these women that have started as little girls, like I talked about Lauren Miller earlier, 6 years old, she started playing golf. They have worked, sacrificed all of their lives to get where they are. And then you have some man come in and jump in and say, okay, I'm going to compete. And then he wins.
A mentally ill man at that.
Yes.
This is the point that Judge Doughty and the judge in Kentucky were trying to make, which is this is not the point. Title IX was intended to prevent just this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the notion that the Biden administration, bent on imposing its wickedness and its evil agenda on the American people, can say by a flick of a pen that Title IX doesn't mean what it means anymore. It means what we say it means. That's not how the law works. No one intended in the 1970s when this was passed for it to allow men to participate in women's sports, or to allow men to change in women's dressing rooms, or to allow men to use the restroom in female facilities. If it was interpreted that way, there would have been no point in Title IX at all.
Right, as if Judge Doughty says, he emphasized the ordinary meaning of sex discrimination at the time of Title IX's law's enactment included only biological males or females. Ta-da!
That's correct, because to throw it out means that there's no point in Title IX.
Right, only two genders.
If it's just a free-for-all, then we don't need to prevent discrimination in women's sports at all.
Right.
We don't need to prevent discrimination in private changing facilities. But that's what Title IX was designed to prevent. And thankfully, there are a few judges who are standing up and saying, no, this still matters. Reality matters. And the protection of women in their privacy and the protection of women in their educational environments and opportunities and the protection of women in sport matters. Title IX was designed to protect it, and we're going to uphold it and not allow the DOJ and the Department of Education to run roughshod over it just because the Biden administration thinks gender doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, they just totally threw all the rules out the window. And so I'm just grateful for these judges. Unfortunately, we have to deal with this kind of stuff nowadays. As far as other officials in some other states like Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Oklahoma, and South Carolina are also involved in lawsuits against Title IX. So continue to follow us, Liberty Counsel, on our website, lc.org, and we'll keep you updated on this and many other subjects. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.